Welcome back to the Food Nation Radio Network. Do you know where your food comes from? Over the next few minutes, you're going to learn some things about the food you take home to your family. We call this segment, Things That Make You Go, Sponsored by Whole Foods Market.
Things That Make You Go,
Once again, here's Elizabeth.
You think food bars are supposed to be good for you, right?
It's one of the fastest growing sections of the grocery store right now in the health food stores, these little pre-wrapped bars.
Yep, everybody grabs the power bars and the balance bars and the zone bars. Well, according to cornucopia.org, we've had this guy on the show before. Mm-hmm. He did a whole study of all the food bars on the market, and he tells you which ones are good, which ones are not so good. Guide to hexane extracted soy and nutrition bars, because if the soy is not organic, it's going to be processed using hexane, which is a pretty toxic little substance.
Take a couple of seconds and talk about what hexane is and what it does.
What it does is enables them to process the soy and turn it into different types of soy that you can eat, like the granules and stuff that you see in the bars. Mm-hmm. They normally use hexane to do that. And there's been lots of studies that have shown that it's really not safe. And a lot of companies are moving over to other types of processing so that they can avoid using hexane. He puts a list on here of all the different types of bars and whether they're free of the hexane soy protein, because sometimes even the organic bars are questionable.
Because of the use of hexane.
Yeah. A lot of the companies that make even the organic soy bars are also still making soy bars that are not organic. So you just have to be really careful and look.
And read the labels very, very carefully. All right. Give a couple of bars that they specifically say are not safe.
Two of the ones that I used to eat, Balance Bars, which are, I think they're really tasty. They have like the caramel chocolate ones and stuff, mm-hmm. and raspberry. I love Balance Bars and Zone Bars.
We mentioned it earlier. You were eating a lot of them.
I was, because in between all the crazy food that I eat for what I do and what I write about, on certain days I would just like chill and not eat a lot of food. So I would eat a few of those Zone Bars during the day.
They're nutritionally balanced. They're filling. With one bar, a couple of hundred calories, you're set.
Right, exactly. And it's really helpful in keeping your weight down and stuff. However, I wasn't feeling all that well, and I couldn't figure out why. Well, one of the reasons why, I think, was I was eating a lot of soy, not just in the bars, but in general. And unless it's organic, I don't eat it anymore.
You know, and it's harder and harder to find organic soy products.
Yeah, it's true. But the kind of bar that I eat now, because I still eat these bars, mm-hmm. but I've been eating the Nugo, N-U-G-O, organic. They have both organic and not organic, so you have to look for the organic label on it. But that's what I've been eating, and those are great. Just put one in your pocket and go.
So the key piece of advice would be read the labels, as always.
Read the labels. Almost all those Clif Bars, lots of kids like the Clif Bars because they have a brownie version, and they're really, really good.
Well, they're great, and they're convenient, but
pretty much all those Clif Bars are an issue. And the Genesoy that aren't organic, that's another one of those bars that people eat. Greens Plus, I just had one of those a couple weeks ago. Those aren't good. It's just getting really hard to tell. But the main thing is you want to look for the organic label, because that's going to be probably the safest way to go. Although these companies, like I said, they'll make both organic and not organic. So you have to really look. I don't think I know anybody who doesn't once in a while eat some kind of a food bar. So this is a really important list. And like I said, it's at cornucopia.org. If you go to their website, you'll see it's called a hexane guide. It'll show you all the food bars and what you should eat and what you shouldn't eat and all that stuff.
Did you miss any part of the show? Listen anytime at businesstalkradio.net and click podcasts. And be sure to follow Elizabeth on Twitter. Keyword Food Nation Radio. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern for Food Nation Radio on the Business Talk Radio Network. This is the Food Nation Radio Network with Elizabeth Doherty.